Hello?
Hello, hi, how you doing today?
I'm blessed.
Amen to that. My name is Tony, I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. We'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. If you don't mind me asking, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Great. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote.
Certain to vote.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your race?
That shouldn't matter.
Okay. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
That shouldn't matter.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, ma'am, in what year were you born?
That shouldn't matter.
Okay. Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, not favorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm about them, and that is favorable, okay? Now, if you've never heard of that person, just let me know. Could you please rate your feelings from 0 to 100 about Joe Biden?
100.
What about Stephen Fulop?
Not familiar.
He's the mayor of Jersey City.
I'm not familiar.
Have you heard
with him?
Never heard of him? Okay. What about Rob Menendez, U.S. Congressman?
One.
And candidate for Congress. What about Phil Murphy, Governor of New Jersey?
100.
What about Andy Kim, South Jersey, U.S. Congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate?
One.
What about Robbie Bala, Mayor
One.
Of Hoboken?
One.
Okay, one, okay. What about Bob Menendez?
One.
U.S. Senator and candidate for U.S. Senate. One.
One.
What about Tammy Murphy?
I'll say 100.
Okay. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
A problem,
okay. Okay. And would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
I disapprove.
Do you disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Now, if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, and Patricia Campos Medina, and Tammy Murphy, for whom would you vote?
Murphy.
Tammy Murphy. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Jacy, Ravi Bala, and Rob Menendez, for whom would you vote?
Not sure.
Not sure. Well, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and you had to choose or decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Kyle Yazzie, Ravi Bala, or Rob Menendez?
Well, I don't have to vote for neither one.
Okay. In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all, about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
I heard a lot.
Okay. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely.
Very
not
closely.
Very closely. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Congressman Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the action of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree that he shouldn't be punished for his father's mishap.
So would you agree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issues in any way. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I can't speak on that because I don't know if he was a part of it or not.
So you can say you don't know, correct?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I can't because I don't know all the details. That has to be proven in court.
Congressman Rob Menendez should not be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
I agree to that. He shouldn't.
Does strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Would you agree or disagree?
No, I can't say.
Okay. Now, let me read to you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Now, critics say Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress, like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as mayors Ross Bacala, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowich, along with labor unions, environmental groups,